Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brown. So today's podcast, I'm going to do a little bit of a birth story I've been asked to share, and I thought what better way than to share the wonderful story of our baby in than through a quick podcast and to help normalize home birth and unassisted birthing. In a minute, we will begin with a story on what led to her birth and the birth itself. So, I have felt led to share the story and the birth of baby N for a while now. The story is pretty short, but what led us there is all in God's doing. It all started on November 21st. I had a midwife appointment that morning, and it was at home. I was nearing in 2 weeks overdue. My first time ever going more than 3 days overdue, so what a shock to me and to everyone in our families. But my thoughts on pregnancy will be I'm as pregnant as long as God intends and the baby needs. I'm not going to rush it. If I go 4 weeks overdue, so be it. That's just what it is. Well, this time around was no different. I was still fully active, going on adventures daily with my other three kiddos all over the farm, checking trail cameras, and just going up and down into the rivers and the ditches, doing all the homestead chores, cooking our three meals a day, you know, just life on the farm and our homestead, all day, every day. On the 21st, I had that midwife appointment. Hang on, I lost my notes here. So the appointment started great, baby's heart rate was good, and we didn't know the baby's gender, which wasn't new to us. And then we checked on my blood pressure. To my surprise, it was like 157 over 98. My blood pressure is never high. It's always in the 120s over 70 area. We discussed a few things. This was a secondary midwife. My main midwife had not been able to attend my home visit that day. So we had discussed and chose to do bed rest until I could contact and discuss more with my main midwife. At this point, every worst case scenario has been going through my head. I contacted a couple friends for some prayers and discussions over the topic and the what ifs to ease my mind. When I finally talked to my midwife, we agreed to try castor oil before transferring care to a hospital for a hospital induced birth. And because everything else looked great, baby wasn't stressed, baby's heart rate was good. Everything just looked great aside from my blood pressure when I was up and active with the kids and doing things. So that night, my husband, he went to town, grabbed some castor oil and some few other items we needed. Around 9 p.m., I did take a first round of castor oil, which I know many people don't believe or are afraid of taking. I think if you're weighing in on a hospital birth versus a home birth and you're really set on a home birth, trying castor oil when you're 2 weeks overdue and the signs are there, I don't think it's going to harm anything. Baby's going to poop in utero whether you take the castor oil or not. So just do your research, look at the pros and cons, and just make a decision based on what you feel the most comfortable with. So about 9 o'clock, I took my first round of castor oil, which was like 2 ounces mixed in fruit. It was gross. It was taking Vaseline. But I would do it again before going to a hospital if I had the option or needed to. That night, I had some cramping, restless sleep, cleared out my bowels. I tied that in with a toddler in my bed because our 2-year-old still co-sleeps with us. So that was fun. So I didn't get much sleep that night. The next morning, we got up. I had texted my midwife telling her there was not much change. We agreed I would take one more dose. I decided to take only half a dose of the castor oil this time. I had a couple cramps that morning. We went about our day, normal chores around the farm. Did a couple other things. After lunch, I had a headache, so I went to bed and took a nap. And since my husband homes, that wasn't a big deal for us. When I woke up, I hung out in the bedroom. I didn't feel like really getting up and going and peopling, per se. So I just hung out in the bedroom by myself. And I had a couple cramps. I texted my midwife, told her how things were going. Things kind of picked up quickly. I did start my bath because we have a stock tank for a bathtub. And I knew it would take a little bit for it to fill up. So I started that. I walked around the house, just kind of snacked on some popcorn. My husband makes the best popcorn, and that's what we had for a snack that day. I organized a few things. I got the bowl ready for the placenta and got the birth kit close to the bathroom. I did finally get in the bathtub, wasn't comfortable, so I got back out, did some stretches, some squats, walked around some more, laid more on the bed a little bit, and my contractions never got regular or intense up until probably closer to transition. I got back in the bath closer to 5, turned on hot water, played some worship music, and I was texting a friend and my husband who was in the other room with our other 3 children. They were watching a movie. I didn't need him with me, so it just worked out for us. The midwife was at least 1.5 hours away. My friend was on her way with supper for the kids. That was a lifesaver. She was a lifesaver. At this point, things started picking up. When I hit transition, the contractions were very strong, still not regular. They were manageable. I was at that point mentally, though, that this hurts. I'm tired. It was just intense. I wouldn't describe it as breaking, I guess. In the moment, I did. I texted my husband at the start of the next stage, telling him things were getting more intense, but I was still okay. The midwife was still a ways away. I had a surge, and then it had a break. And in that break, it was just calm for, like, what felt like 2 or 3 minutes of calm, nothing going on. I was breathing, I was praying, and just asking the Lord for strength through it all. And he gave me that strength. With my next contraction, my water broke and baby crowned all at once. And she was fully delivered in 1 contraction. I didn't have to push. My body did it. It is called FIR. You could do some research on it. It's a great thing. Our bodies were built for birth. That is what God created us to do. I called my midwife to let her know that the baby had arrived. And she informed me at that point she was probably still close to about 1 hour away. But she was on her way. Things had picked up way faster than we had intended or thought they would. So it took her to surprise. My friend was close but hadn't arrived yet. I had texted my husband to bring me a towel to cover baby and to check on if it was a boy or girl. And to our surprise, it was a girl. This whole time he was in the other room with our kids. Yes, I did give birth unassisted, and it was one of the best experiences I had as birth. Everything was calm in my timing and in my hands. Baby was born healthy, and she looked great. When I texted my husband, he brought us a towel, and we just sat in the bathtub. Shortly after that, my friend arrived, and I went ahead and I nursed in the tub for a little bit. I delivered the placenta in the tub. We put it in a bowl, and then she helped us out of the bath. My husband took baby and sat in a chair while I got out of the bath and got up, dressed, and around. And that's basically the birth story. It was fast, easy. We measured and weighed baby, shortly after. Everything kind of settled down once the midwife arrived. Checked baby over, and everyone looked good. I had minimal bleeding, which is actually kind of surprised because my first 2 births, I had hemorrhages, and my third birth, I did have some bleeding, but nothing, like, I had to go to the hospital over. And the recovery's been great. We've just taken it really, really slow with her. She has been what some would describe a Velcro baby, and we're learning to take each day as it goes. Some days we get a lot done, some days we don't, and that's okay. It's been a refining fire and a growing process for our whole family since she's been born. But I would do it all over again. I loved the unassisted birth, and if we had another, I would probably go that full route versus having a midwife. And I would love to discuss that more if anyone has any questions on that. Thank you for listening in on this podcast on the birth story of our baby and following along on our journey. If you have any questions on the birth story or you want to ask me something, just feel free to reach out. I thank you for listening and have a blessed day.